Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 6, verses 55 through 58. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm quite taken by Martin Chemnitz's admonition that we Lutherans preach on this day, the day of the Corpus Christi in the Roman Catholic Church, on the proper use of the sacrament. So since we're using all the old readings, we have all this John 6 here, which is hard not to apply directly and simply to the sacrament, since Jesus seems to be talking about eating and drinking his very body and blood, something that we Lutherans from our childhood have learned and have cared deeply about and have defended quite bitterly against some other teachers in the church. But Chemnitz's main concern is the use of the sacrament, as was Luther's, and I think that's marvelous to focus on today, and I think John 6 will be of help to us there. Our maxim is that we don't change the use of the thing. We spend a lot of time defending the true bodily presence of Christ in the sacrament, that it is his body. Whether you want to call it under or in or with is a small matter. Whether you try to obfuscate the Lord's own word is, which means is, that's an entirely different matter. One that destroys what he says, and therefore really puts at risk what he gives. But the use of the thing is what Jesus told us to do with it. The Lord's Supper is different than holy baptism in that the Lord himself gives his body and blood and says, "Do something with it," which is a little different than saying to wash with water directly, which is always what you do with that water. We don't have a doctrine of holy water, some holy substance fabricated by Christ's words, spoken by the pastor, and then we can do whatever we want with it. He says, wash. He says, baptize this child. Put my name on this child. Put this name on this person so that they are a Christian, that they have all the gifts of baptism. That's the way we want to make use of the bread and the wine that are his body and blood then also. He says, take, eat, take, drink, do it for the forgiveness of sins, and do this in remembrance of me. From which then comes our whole use of the sacrament, that it is, as you've learned from childhood, for us Christians to eat and to drink, and to believe something about what he said about it, to receive its benefits, to know that according to his promises, these things are given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins, and the one who believes such a thing has exactly what it says, believing it and eating it, as Jesus said. So this feast today that we are not celebrating is the feast of parading the Lord's body and blood around, which I admit in my own mind sounds like a pretty awesome idea. Take Jesus to the streets. Bring him through all this muck and all this mess and proclaim to everybody, this is the Lord. He's the King. He's not far from us. He's present. This is not the use of the body and blood that Jesus has given. He said, take it and eat it so that you particularly will know and believe and receive his benefits. He does not say, enclose me, walk me around, use me for all sorts of purposes that might seem good, but won't be. So it was in some places in the Middle Ages, probably the origin of why we use those small, quickly dissolvable wafers instead of a hunk of bread or something. is that people were taking the body of Christ home to plant in their garden and lend his divine power to whatever they had to plant this year. There's a sense in which maybe you can think that's a good idea, but you're changing the Lord's own institution. And whenever you do that, you risk losing the benefit. It's not for whatever good purposes we might put it to use. It is for the good purpose that he has given. One other abuse that's maybe more common to us is the common practice of carelessness for the sake of making it a meal of hospitality. And that comes in the simple practice of consecrating way more bread and wine than you could ever hope to use, which introduces unnecessary and unprofitable questions of what is the use of this stuff after the service is ended and there is pitcher after pitcher of it left and mountain upon mountain of bread that we have said and the Lord's word has proclaimed is his body and his blood. Well, consecrating things not to be eaten or drunk by Christians believing for the forgiveness of their sins is another form of changing that use. That's why it's wise to take the time to count, to estimate, and why it is the simplest way to remove all doubt by eating and drinking whatever is consecrated. That's what Jesus said we're to do that for. But the greatest part of the use is the part that John 6 undoubtedly has in common with the teaching of the Lord's Supper. And that is that it is to be eaten and drunk in faith, trusting in Christ, receiving our spiritual sustenance from him, which does not mean that we don't receive that spiritual sustenance also through very tangible and physical things. His word strikes our ear. The water is splashed on our head or even on our whole body in baptism. And yes, we do eat and drink the very body and blood of Christ in, with, and under the bread and wine. But to deny that his divine power is at work there, to deny that his spiritual aid, which his words and his promises declare is not given to faith in the Lord's Supper, that would probably be the most tragic of all abuses. This too is in the heritage of the Roman Catholic Church and our church, which we desire to reform. That the Lord's Supper would not just be given out to anybody or maybe withheld from the people we don't think are good enough or smart enough to have it, but it is to be given to those who know what they're coming for, who are desperate for it, who sing like this beautiful hymn which we find from Rist in the Lord's Supper section, but could just as easily be sung in many other ways. Our craving, our desire, our recognition of our need, and our tremendous confidence in Christ to give his mercy to us richly, to strengthen us in weakness, to enable us to endure all hardships, to remind us, to reassure us again and again that our sins indeed are forgiven, as he has said before, but as our weak flesh is likely to forget. This is the greatest part of the use of the sacrament, that we believe his words and his promises, that we receive his true body and blood with all that it is giving to us, that we are able then to strengthen our faith, to strengthen our boldness in Christ Jesus, by receiving the great gifts and promises that he gives, to recognize what, yes, the Pharisees and scribes did not recognize as they got hung up on eating and drinking another man's flesh, is that just as the living Father sent me and I, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. It's our interest that the Lord's Supper, as well as holy baptism, as well as all of the words and promises of God, would be the source of our life. And for us to say that Jesus Christ is the source of our life is no different than that. Since, yes, we believe that his word is for us in the Holy Scriptures. We believe that his baptism is saving us as he promises. And of course, we believe that the bread and the wine in the Lord's Supper are Christ's body and blood. They are for the purposes that he has given them. We will be glad to receive them according to those uses and not another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.